see enough of Tanner to feel good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen enough of him the last 3 weeks. He's really come along. And so, you know, today was just kind of get him out there a little bit and let him throw it around and then let the other guys go.
Is Bold a solid number two or no?
Well, Taysom's still around.
Forgot about him.
Bo's been great. You know, he's really picked up the offense, done well under center, and then, you know, he's got enough athleticism. You see him make some plays with his legs out there, too. So he's really done well picking it up as well.
Ty, talk to me about Taysom. Just you mentioned him. The situation that he's dealing with today, unable to be here, what does that do to the team? Or just, I mean, because he's been such a big part of it.
Yeah, you know, you definitely miss his presence. And, you know, he's that type of guy that when he's around, he brightens everything up. And so it was, you know, disappointing he couldn't be here, but we're all thinking of him and hope that, you know, things get cleared up quickly for him, and we're here to support him, and just he's going to take some time and just handle things like he needs to.
For you personally, Ty, what's the spring been like?
Spring's been good. It's been fun to get out with the guys and just kind of see where they're at. You know, it's really been an evaluation period, kind of who can do what we can do, and you know, so we've put enough in that we've tested them at some days, other days it's been repeat and just kind of go over it again. So really, you know, I think we have a good idea going out of spring where we're going to have to start come the fall, and that was the number one priority coming in.
So their grasp has been good?
They have been, you know, they pick it up. We don't have a lot of meeting time during the spring because we're still continuing the weightlifting program, and so that takes some of the hours away from time that we may have to meet. So we put something in one day and may not look good that day because we didn't have a lot of time to coach it. And usually when we come back the next practice day, we'll repeat it a little bit, and they've got a pretty good grasp of it. So, you know, we've got sharp guys. We've got mature players that understand football, and so that's been fun to see.
What did you want to see from Tanner throughout the entire spring, not just today, and how did that go along?
Just, you know, you want to see Tanner out there throwing it and see what he can do and how he picks up the new concepts and some of the formations and just knowing where everybody's going to be. And then, you know, he's a guy that, me coming in, I haven't coached before. So you want to just see him out there, how they handle themselves when good things happen, when bad things happen, and then how they lead the team. And so we're evaluating that with all the guys.
You've talked about reinstituting the tight end. Has anybody emerged to allow you to do that?
You know, it's tight end by committee right now. You saw, you know, everybody kind of get involved today. And those guys have really been working. They've been working hard. They stay after practice and get some on their own. And we notice that as coaches. And so they know they're going to be counted on, and they're doing everything they can to get there. And so it was great to see them catch a few balls, break some tackles, and be a part of the offense today.
Anybody standing out there?
You know, I wouldn't say anybody's – we don't have a depth chart at this point. So, again, it's been tied in by committee, and they're all going.
Who were some offensive players that stood out to you today?
Today, I thought Squally ran well. You know, he made some good cuts, and he runs with power. You know, really a lot of the running backs played well today, so it was good to see them in live action and go. And sometimes in practice when we're just tagging off, you're not sure if they would have made that tackle or not, and so today you get a chance to go see it. I thought Tanner threw it really well. Bo made some really good plays, got out of trouble with his legs as well. So I thought our first line, when they were out there, they did some really good things. We still, you know, some things to clean up, but they were out there getting some push in the run game and then protected pretty well. So I think, you know, it was good to see that group play together and go. Our second line, got to keep working. And so, you know, it was one of those situations where we didn't have a lot in the game plan. It was a pretty simple play game plan today, so we didn't give them a lot to work with, but that was by choice, and we wanted to just see them go play a little bit.
Is there a position area on offense that you're most concerned about at this point?
I don't know if concerned is the right word. You know, we need work in all areas. So, you know, obviously that tight end position is, for us, you know, we'd like to have it be a key part of the offense. Those guys have come a long way from day one. So that's been good to see, and they're getting better each time. So I think overall, though, we all need more work. You can't get enough reps at this point. And so it boils down to just reps and seeing it and seeing it versus every different look, because right now we're getting a lot thrown at us on the defensive side in practices.
Your former teammate, Jonathan Ord, backed you up and spoke very highly of you. What do you remember about Jonathan Ord?
Jonathan's a great guy. We had a good time coming in as freshmen, and I've been able to see him out on the recruiting trail a couple times in California, so that's always fun to rekindle those relationships. But he's a great person and always has been. You know, he's one of those guys that's fun to be around as a freshman, and now to be able to see him with his family and those kids has been a lot of fun.
What stood out to you about him?
He's just very energetic, you know, and I think that shows by the career he's had. He's a guy that brightens everybody's day and just an energetic person that just works all the time, goes.
Do you think you'll ever allow to be assistant coach and a coordinator here versus a celebrity?
Probably when the games start and people start booing your play calls, then you become the coach. So
are you looking forward to that?
it'll always be a little bit of both here, you know, so I don't mind it.
How much does the installation and process help with veteran quarterbacks? You know, you've got Tanner's already had a year of experience and success. Does that help you teaching them and them picking up the offense in that?
It does. It helps a ton to have experienced guys there because you can come in, they've been around football, they understand concepts. And even though the terminology may be different, the concepts are similar where you're working a certain area of the field or a high-low read as opposed to a flat in read, you know, that kind of thing. So having those guys there allows us to do a little more in the run game with check with me's and those kind of things is where it really shows up.
You talked about being pretty, you know, kind of vanilla, and the defense said, you know, Kalash said the defense was doing the same thing. Understandable.
Right.
Is that more, can you focus on the technique, particularly when you kind of go with that approach for a spring game?
Yeah, so our O-line got a big dose in the run game of just really one or two runs, and so we kind of wanted to see that, and just that was a chance for us to really work that zone concept. And so that was, you know, when you water it down like that, you get a chance to do that, and they see a bunch of reps at it, and then you can go put it on film and really coach it up from there.
You mentioned the running backs, but KJ and Trey, two, you know, they're legacy guys, and they were out there, you know, running hard, making some plays. Just what's it like with them and, you know, their parents and, you know, all of those things?
It's great. You know, that's been fun coming in, recruiting former players' kids now. We got Jaron Hall coming in. So, you know, the legacy's there. You know, it's up to us and now go convince those guys that they should be here. So it's been fun though watching them develop and them kind of, you know, Trey was really a slot type of player last year, and to have him in the backfield, and KJ similar type of role. They're both quick, dynamic type of players that if you get them a little space, they can do something with it. So it's fun watching them go.
You plan to get back hunting every once in a while on your Texas ranch?
I may slip down there in the summer every now and then, but that's not really the ideal time to be there.
I'm much more jealous of that with you than I am your role there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ty.